We have asked for it back. We'll see how the Iranians respond.
Putting the cart before the horse, that's what the Iranian officials are calling this latest gambit by the tech-savvy U.S. administration, a formal request by President Obama for the return of the U.S. spying drone captured by Iranian armed forces. Speaking to Press TV on the sidelines of a meeting in Tehran between the defense commissions of Iran and Afghanistan, Iran's defense minister said the Obama administration must summon the courage to halt the downward spiral. He said that doesn't mean appeasing Iran, but acknowledging that Iran is a state like any other with legitimate security concerns of its own.
The official statements coming out of Washington are unusual and contradictory. It's an indication that the U.S. drones captured by Iran has been a major blow to their establishment. It also shows that the Americans are not realistic enough, especially when it comes to making decisions in such times.
The defense minister said, however, those who think that Iran cannot reproduce the drone technology are underestimating Iran's technological capabilities.
The U.S. administration should apologize to both Iran and Afghanistan. These two countries have friendly ties. Using Afghanistan's soil to spy on Iran or violate its airspace is not to the liking of Afghan people and government. It's amazing how instead of making a formal apology, they want their drone back.
Minister Vahedi also gave a cold shoulder to the rumors by certain sources in Washington that Iran might be driving a hard bargain for granting access to the stealth drone RQ-170, or that Russian and Chinese military intelligence teams are arriving in Tehran for a close look at the secret aircraft soon.
It's up to us to decide what to do next with the captured drone. This unmanned aircraft belongs to us now, and no other country but Iran has the last say in its fate.
The U.S. has admitted that the drone's loss is a major setback to its stealth program. There are also fears that Iran, without Russian or Chinese help, would be able to reproduce the drone. But for now, what Iranian officials are after is a formal apology from the U.S. administration. Iran has also called on the U.N. Security Council to condemn the violation of its airspace by the U.S. As it turned out, the Iranian officials, including those at the Defense Ministry, are demanding a formal apology from the U.S. government. Only time will tell if such an apology will ever arrive. Aman Odiri, Press TV, Tehran.